Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. This week, we're looking at how we are gifted, how people who've decided to follow Jesus are given a special job, a special role to play in God's kingdom. There are a few different lists of these different roles, these different gifts that people can have throughout the Bible. It's clearly not an exhaustive list because there are several different lists that sometimes don't even overlap. We're going to look at one of those lists today from the book of Romans.
Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness.
Now, yesterday I used the illustration of building a cathedral. Years ago, when a cathedral was being built in London, all different people had menial labor jobs, and yet some of them could see the bigger picture, could see the vision of what they were building, and that it wasn't just about hauling rocks, but it was about building a great cathedral. In the same way, none of these jobs that we've just heard in this list are small. They're all part of building up God's kingdom. God has invited us to help him, the great architect, rebuild this broken world around us. It's not just something he's going to impose top down on the world, but it's something that he's inviting us to participate in. The amazing thing is that we're not all supposed to do the same thing in the same way, but there's a great diversity of different gifts within a single goal. This isn't about complete and utter diversity and anarchy. But this is about God having a singular purpose for this world, to transform this world into the kingdom of God. And within that, there's all kinds of room for all kinds of different gifts from all different kinds of people. We all have a role to play, and it doesn't look like our neighbor's role. And it's a beautiful reflection of the diversity of the world that God created in the first place. The kingdom of God is going to look as diverse as the world that God created. So this list has a number of different gifts that some of which may look familiar, teaching, leadership, and those kinds of things, but a couple of them may be unfamiliar. First of all, prophecy. What's that one? Well, prophecy is not just fortune telling and future telling like most people think when they hear the term. Prophecy really just means speaking God's words to others. That might be something about the future, but it might be something about the past or the present. It's whatever God wants to say to the world. The other unfamiliar one here might be exhortation. And I would define that as just a really challenging way of speaking, a way of challenging others to be honest and true to what God is calling them to the kingdom of God, to living in God's way. This is the kind of the way that somebody speaks when they're challenging someone else to leave a life of sin, when they've recognized that somebody is living in sin, and they're challenging and encouraging them, sometimes even forcefully, to change their ways. That's exhortation. Now, having one of these gifts doesn't exclude you from the others. Having the gift of exhortation doesn't mean that you don't need to be merciful. That would actually be a problem. Having the gift of leadership doesn't mean that you're excused from having the gift of generosity. Those who are in leadership still need to give generously, very generously. So these don't mean, if you've got one gift, you don't have to be any of the others. These are all actually good, important Christian virtues. They're important parts of a Christian life. So none of them can just be left aside. This isn't a matter of saying one gift can trump all the others. But you've probably met some people, I certainly have, who are particularly gifted in one or two of these. And that's a good thing. It's good to have specialists who can still do other things as well, but who are just really passionate, really excited, and really skilled at one gift in particular. Collectively, the church community needs all of these gifts to be functioning well together. And we'll learn a little bit more about that tomorrow. But in the meantime, I want you to just stop and think about what I just said there about these gifts and how some people can be a bit specialized in them, and that's not a bad thing. Make a list of these gifts. For each gift, identify someone you've observed using this gift for God's kingdom. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.